report by State Water Resources Control Board Liaison, Francis Spivey Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Regards. All times, and we like to come over here, so that's part of the method to our madness. As you know, we've got budget challenges, and you are participating in some of those budget challenges. We've been asked to reduce our budget for the next year by essentially 10%. We normally have it reduced by 5%. We've added 5%. All of that is, we anticipate, will be done through vacancies. And again, as vacancies occur, unless you are in major surplus in your budget, it would be unlikely that you can fill those vacancies until we get our budget under control. So that's the continuing news from Sacramento. Reed will be here from the Enforcement Division a little bit later, and I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of things going on in enforcement that I know you don't have time for him to talk about all of those things, but I wanted to mention two things in particular. There's a new area of enforcement that we have gotten into recently. It's fraud, and we just got a judgment on a fraud case for underground storage tank, someone charging double, you know, more than they should have. And we won on that judgment, and we've just turned another fraud case over to the Attorney General's office. So that's a new area that we have not been doing before, but are now.
Francis, do you mean someone charging double for the remediation effort?
Right.
Okay.
To the underground tank fund.
The underground tank fund, the fund was being, we're starting to look very carefully at all the charges that come in. I guess that's the point. And by taking this all the way through a judgment and then turning another case over to the Attorney General, it sends a very strong signal that this is, that you can get caught. So I think that'll be good for the fund. I'll say a little bit more about the fund in just a few minutes. In Sacramento, all the buzz is over the Delta. We had water legislation at the end of last year, and a number of the activities that were in the legislation apply to the Water Board. One of the big ones is that the Water Board is to hold, well, it is to make recommendations on flow in the Delta. Outflow is what we've decided to focus on. Outflow in the Delta as it relates to public trust. And so we have 3 days of hearings set aside next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They will be webcasted. It'll be only scientists that'll be in front of us. We'll be asking questions. We have two file drawers full of testimony and exhibits. And so it should be extremely interesting. At the end of the day, we are to come up with our recommendations as to what kinds of flows the Bay Delta Conservation Plan should consider for the public trust. This is not, it's very unusual. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this. It has no legal effect. There's no ex parte. It's really very interesting, but it could, and we are certainly taking it extremely seriously, so it could be quite interesting as an approach to dealing with some of these big regional-wide efforts to figure out what to do about public trust when ultimately you have to also balance with agriculture and urban interest and others. So if you're interested in the Delta, or in a new process, that I commend that to you for next week. The report will be out. The draft report will be out probably late June, and the final report is due to the legislature and to the BDCP in August the 12th. We are also going to be, I think next week, or soon anyway, we'll be posting the job descriptions for the 25 enforcement staff that we've been given through that legislation. And the enforcement staff will not all be in the Delta. They'll be in other places. We'll be looking to some extent for engineers and for environmental scientists, but we will also be looking for people who have investigative capabilities, so cops, basically, people who have training in going out and gathering information for legal cases. We will also be posting a job description for the water master in the Delta, and that will be, that's, again, an enforcement job, and that will be up, I'm guessing, in the next month or two. We're putting the job description together now. And all of these have been approved by finance. So this is where there is some uptick in the in hiring. In terms of other other general issues that may be of interest to you, there's going to be a general exception for stormwater considered in the ASBS. And so if you're, for those of you who are interested in ocean stormwater discharge, you should be following that. I don't have dates right now as to when this is going to be considered, but it'll be this spring. Scoping is starting on changes in the 303D listing process. That is the first scoping meeting is March the 29th. We also have just put up an interactive map for all the 303D listings for the state of California. So you can go on and find out a lot of detail. This, again, is on our website. And for the cleanup fund, going back to underground storage tank cleanup fund, there's a task force that it was formed because, as most of you know, we ran out of money to cover all the cost with cleanup. And the task force report final recommendations are in. But probably more importantly, there was an independent audit that the Water Board asked for, and according to Tom Howard, who's worked for the Water Board forever and is extremely knowledgeable, he says it's the best audit he's ever read. And again, it's posted online, but it's not sugarcoated. It's pretty stern about what we need to do about the underground storage tank program. So if you're interested, one, in the underground storage tank program, or in what at least Tom considers one of the best audits he's ever read, you might look at that. Again, it's on our website. And during March, the Division of Water Rights anticipates issuing a division decision denying an application by two people, requiring removal of an existing reservoir on the Salinas River. And if you want more information on that, you can ask me about it or talk to the Water Rights Division. And I guess I will stop there. As you know, at the second meeting of the State Water Board every month, they put out an executive director's report, and it has all the details of what we're doing and what you're doing, because it has your regional reports in as well. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Fran?